Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The experts at P&K Equipment know tractors. They've been bringing John Deere equipment to Oklahoma since 1985. Combine that with John Deere's history, and you're talking about over 200 years of tractor expertise. And right now, their all-new 5E series tractors are available with 0% financing or thousands of dollars off. Versatility and productivity have never been more affordable. Come experience tractor buying at its best, and remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 4/30/15. Subject to approved credit. Certain cash discounts not stackable with finance offers. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Cattle producers, mark it down and plan to be there at the spring bull sale of Express Ranches coming up Friday, March 6, 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. A total of 550 Angus bulls will sell. 30 Hereford bulls will sell as well. Express Ranches is involved in all the cutting-edge technology that assist in adding value to your bottom line. Check out details of the 2015 spring bull sale at ExpressRanches.com or give Express Ranches a call, 800-664-3977. Today, an important day in the life of the farm bill process of getting your farm safety net up and running for your farm operation. Val Dossini is administrator of the Farm Service Agency nationally. Talk with him here at Commodity Classic in Phoenix about the base acreage election that ends at local FSA offices today, February 27th.
Well, thus far, we've seen a steady increase in foot traffic over the last number of weeks. We sent out 3 million postcards in early February reminding folks of these upcoming deadlines, and we've seen as a result of that effort increased foot traffic really all over the country. You know, I don't know that we'll get 100% of those who are eligible to participate. It's a voluntary program, certainly, but we've seen an enormous amount of interest in the process of reallocating base acres and updating yields, and county offices from Maine to California are very busy with that process. For those that don't meet the deadline, they need to contact their local FSA office so that they can be placed on a register, and we'll work to, you know, go through the register backlog as we've done with other programs as well. But there's an intense amount of interest drawn from Oklahoma to all other parts of the country in these programs, and it's a good opportunity for folks to get into their office.
So if they do call and they get a kind of a reservation, in effect, get their name on the list.
That's essentially what that is, right. We call it a register, and they get their name on a list, and hopefully they can make an appointment in the next couple of weeks to get in and take care of that part of the process.
Is that going to also be the case when it comes to that final election of PLC versus ARC?
It may very well be. You know, that deadline is still 5 or so weeks away, and so we've got a fair, you know, some time in between now and then to continue to drive sign up in our offices. But if we feel like we need to use a register for that, we'll certainly do that too.
Now, this register concept or making an appointment and coming in after the actual deadline is not really new as far as folks in our part of the world. Ranchers have been doing just exactly that with the Livestock Disaster Assistance Program that actually officially ended a few weeks ago.
Well, in your home state, certainly the Livestock Forage Program is high on the list. You know, Oklahoma, Texas, a couple of other states in the Southwest saw really high levels of LFP-related activity, and we're still working through registers on those programs to make sure that people who needed assistance in the years that drought really hit the Southwest hard get that assistance. We've assisted over 500,000 ranchers under the LFP program since we rolled it out last spring, and we'll continue until the last folk, you know, the last folks are paid.
The administrator of the Farm Service Agency, Val Dossini. Here at Commodity Classic, National Association of Wheat Growers electing a new national secretary, Jimmy Musick from Sentinel, Oklahoma, will be the new secretary of NOG, and he'll be going through the national officer chairs over the next several years. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Noble Foundation is proud to present the 2015 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference on Saturday, March 21st at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event is prosperity, volatility, and sustainability. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference will feature cutting-edge information on beef sustainability, ag credit, risk management, and the cattle outlook. For more information, go to www.noble.org/agevents or call Maggie Scott at 580-224-6375.
That's your farm news from Phoenix and the Commodity Classic. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.